First perek of Beis and Mishnah Beis. Hashechet chaya va'is biyontes. Person shechts a chaya, a wild animal, but wild animal may not be accurate. Something that halachically is considered a chaya, like a deer, gazelle, or a bird on yontes. So the halacha is these two things. The person shechts a chaya or oif with mitzvah kisui hadam. He has to cover up the blood. The Shammai Oimim Yachlo B'deke V'yachasa. The Shammai says that if you didn't have earth prepared to cover up the blood, you could only cover it up with earth. So he says that if he has a shovel that was already stuck into the earth, which is a soft earth beforehand, and a melem, he just has to pick up the shovel and he'll have a certain amount of earth with him. They permit it. That's what they say. There's various problems that could be here. There could be a problem of muksa, the problem of making a hole, a bar in the ground. So we're talking about with soft ground, which will not create a hole, it will cave in. The Shammai said that's enough, even though he didn't prepare more than the fact that he stuck the shovel into it before Yontif. The Sill says it's not enough. You have to actually set aside earth for this purpose, that there shouldn't be any element of muksa involved. They feel that the person did not kashayel and already shechted, so now he has a mitzvah to say the raisa to be mechatzel the dam, to cover the dam. So here they say we will rely on this, that if he had the shovel already into the ground, it's enough of hachana to use to cover up the yedet. They also moida she'efa kira mulchan hu. If you had a oven and it was you fired it and cooked things in Erev Yontif, and you had ashes that remained inside an oven are not muksa, because in those days people used these ashes for various to cover up different things, filth on the floor or whatever. But if somebody took wood and they burnt it on Yontif, which is permitted, and they were left with ashes at the end, that is muksa, because that type of noilad changed from state of wood to being ashes on Yontif itself. That is muksa. That which we said, that if one took wood and burned it on Yontif, the ashes that remain are muksa. That's only when the ashes cooled off, and as much as the ashes are still hot, and they can still be used for cooking purposes, and not get muksa.